has held the oceans in his hand, who has numbered every grain of sand. Kings and nations tremble at his voice. All creation rises to rejoice. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our King, nothing can compare. Come, let us adore him. Who has given counsel to the Lord? Who can question the one who knows all things? Who can fathom all his wondrous deeds? Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore him. Behold our sinful man. God eternal, humble to the grave. Jesus Savior, risen now to reign. Behold our God seated on his throne. Come, let us adore. Adore him. Behold.
all join us in singing Amazing Grace. Let's sing it together. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you that on this occasion we can sing the songs of grace and sing about your great love to us, that you came to this earth to die in our place, to be the sacrifice, to die for our sins. And Lord Jesus, I thank you today that this couple that we come to honor today Charlie and Stephanie, thank you that you have worked the work of grace in their heart. And that you have caused them to now want to live their lives for you and to honor you in everything that they do. Amen. Thank you today for their desire to honor their parents. Thank you, Lord, today for their desire to be a testimony to others in this renewal ceremony. And we just ask that you'd bless every part of this occasion today. May it bring glory and honor to the only one that deserves it, you, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. And all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Thank you. You can be seated. I'd like to say, first of all, thank you for all of you coming out and being a part of this special occasion and allowing us to witness these commitments and vows and renewals today. Who gives this blessing on this marriage? If you, Charles, and you, Stephanie, are ready to renew your vows before God and before these witnesses, would you please follow me up to the marriage altar? Today is the desire of Charles and Stephanie to share from their hearts what the Lord has done for them.
I'd like to start off by thanking Central Fellowship Baptist Church for being here today and for helping make this happen. I can't thank you enough for being a part of this special time with us as we celebrate 7 years of marriage.
Amen.
But most importantly, we're here today to glorify God and for what He's done in our lives. So I'm going to share my testimony with you how God has worked in our lives these past 7 years as a married couple. So going back to 2006, I found out I was pregnant with Jacob. And I first told Charlie, and he stood his ground immediately to say, that we're in this together and we'll work everything out. So he went to his mom, Darlene, and he told her, and she told us, I quote, "Y'all need to get married and move in together to take care of this baby." So we did just that. We got married February 15th of 2007, actually. So we both got decent jobs, making decent money, and next thing I knew, we had bought a car, house, and boat, motorcycle, and just stuff. And that was our focus at the time. So it was the things of this world that we were focused on. And eventually this led to alcohol and antidepressant medications being in our home. And in the world's eyes, we were doing great. We were just living life, but not in God's eyes. We were both spiritually sick. So it wasn't until December of 2009 for Christmas, I got a Bible from my mother-in-law, Darlene. She said, "Y'all find you a church, and I promise it will change your life." And she said, because it did mine. She invited us to Central Fellowship Baptist Church to the Reformers Unanimous program January of 2011. And at the time, I was thinking in my head, that we didn't have a problem. We were fine. Why would I want to go to an addictions program? So God revealed himself to me and showed me that I was spiritually sick and I was not right with him. And our home was an absolute disaster, spiritually speaking. I was convicted and repented and I turned to him. And a few months went by. By September of 2010, I woke up one night to find my husband about to end his life. That next morning, Patty and Eddie were over at our house. And a week later, My husband went to the Reformers Unanimous Men's Home in Rockford, Illinois.
Amen. Amen.
So the next 6 months were the most darkening times of my life. My home was foreclosed. I'm sorry. And I lost a lot during that time. My pride was stripped completely from me. I felt alone, but I wasn't. God revealed himself to me, and he gave me a verse, Deuteronomy 31:8. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. When my husband came home, God had changed him. We realized our home was still out of order, but God restored the foundation. He brought home a spiritual leader. We still had a lot of struggles. Trust, communication, and undisciplined children, but with God's guidance. Praise the Lord, I can stand here today and say that God is first in our home.
Amen.
And
Amen.
Even though we have trials, we are still battling. God is there in the midst. We have both fully surrendered our lives to the Lord. When my husband came back from the men's home, God convicted us to meet with my mom, dad, and my brothers, and humble ourselves before God, and then ask for forgiveness for how we went about getting married.
Amen.
Because we didn't do it in the right way, but they forgave, and praise the Lord today. God has restored our relationship with each other and with our family.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Honey, you did great. A few things I just want to mention. Like Stephanie already said, thank you so much to our church family for putting everything together for us. Just all the things, the food, that just everything, decoration, just everything that was. We couldn't have done it without you guys. So thank you for being a part and helping there and. The simplest way I can sum it up is, you know, what Satan used for bad, God's used for good. And I'll tell you, when I first met Stephanie, I was working at a movie theater. And, I didn't talk to her for 6 months because I knew she was way out of my league. And God gave us the opportunity to have our first date. And, of course, like Stephanie already mentioned, we were completely living in sin, doing our own things, partying, and but I knew that Stephanie was special. I can still remember our first date. We went to the Waffle House, 1 o'clock in the morning, after work. I still remember what we ordered. I remember where I sat at. I remember that she couldn't have ketchup on her burger. I thought that was crazy. She was allergic to citric acid at the time, and I just knew she was special. And I'd say every time after that point, there wasn't much time that we spent apart. If we could be together, we were together. So I knew there was something special about her. But again, we were still living our life the way we wanted to. The world said it was okay. Like she said, we conceived a child. And I did what the world said you should do. You should get married. You should move in. You should do all these things. And I did those. But we still found ourselves empty. Broken, like she said, financially stable, but just brokenhearted, emotionally bankrupt. I wasn't a father to my children. I wasn't the husband to her that I should have been. Only and only when I submitted and we came to Reformers Unanimous, we met people that go to this church and attend that program that love Jesus, and they loved us the way that Jesus loved them first. And it was only by that love and that grace that they showed us, not caring about our past, not caring what we did, that helped soften my heart and change that I knew that God could help us. So I did go to the home, and there I learned how to build a relationship with Christ. I learned how to pray. I learned how to get to know Him on an intimate level, that I could speak to Him and He could speak to me. And when I came home, like Stephanie said, when I got here, our house was more of a wreck than I thought it was when I left. We had disobedient children. We didn't know how to communicate. There were still hard struggles ahead. And we're still fighting some of those battles today. But we know how to handle them without pills, without drinking. So just like I started, God's used the drug addiction, drinking addiction, pill, you know, eating whatever I could to fill that hole. And praise God, that is probably the only thing that changed my life to get me here, to in church, in God's word, wanting to make things right with my father-in-law and just soften my heart. I just thank Him so much for that. And just using what the devil wanted to destroy my family. And I just stand here to say,
amen. Praise the Lord.
God gets all the glory. The devil's a liar.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. And let me add to that that it's a joy to be a part of Stephanie and Charles's life. And they're a fine young couple. And today, as they make these recommitments to each other, I want you to pray for them. Pray that they can fully live out these vows that they're going to make to each other, and that God will continue to bless their home. Charles and Stephanie, if you would now say these vows to each other from the depths of your heart, with all of your heart. Charlie, will you have this woman to be your wedded wife? Will you love her, honor and keep her in sickness as in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto her so long as you both shall live? Do you so promise?
Yes, I do.
Stephanie, will you have this man to be your wedded husband? Will you love him, honor and keep him in sickness as in health, in poverty as in wealth, and forsaking all others, keep thee only unto him so long as you both shall live? Do you so promise?
I do.
Charlie, if you'll repeat after me.
I, Charlie.
Take thee, Stephanie. To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To love and cherish.
Till death do us part.
Till death do us part.
Stephanie, would you repeat after me? I, Stephanie. Take thee, Charlie. To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health. To love, cherish, and obey.
Till death do us part.
Amen. Father, would you please give grace and strength and help to Charlie and Stephanie to fulfill these vows in the days to come. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Nobody's growing old together. We've made it easy just to quit. Love has become a negative percentage. Why do we bother to commit? We've got a long list of excuses. ways we try to justify. Well, I propose to you the truth is, marriage does not have to die. I know you're feeling like it's falling apart, and you can't go on anymore. But God is a God who knows how to heal, so just give it up to the Lord, and He will restore. With this ring, He said, I promise. And with I do, she says, forever. And I know if they're being honest, they don't know if they'll stay together. So let's fast forward to the future, after struggling on their own. Finally figured out they needed Jesus in the middle, and now I'm watching God rebuild their home. I know you're feeling like it's falling apart, and you can't go on anymore. But God is a God who knows how to heal, so just give it up to the Lord. He will restore. The enemy tries to come and divide, trying to get us to give up the fight. But darkness will always lose out to light, 'cause we've got the power of Christ on our side. Folks, see you growing old together, and they pray they find a love like yours. So if you're feeling like it's falling apart, and you can't go on anymore, well, God is a God who knows how to heal, so just give it all up to the Lord. He will restore better than before. You may have strayed off course, but He will restore.
If you would all stand and let's sing together, How Great Thou Art.
How great Thou art, how great Thou art.
This time I now pronounce God's blessing upon this marriage of Charlie and Stephanie. Would you seal your vows by giving her a kiss? Amen. I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Charlie Moore.
What it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is before me. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. I can only imagine. I can only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine, yeah. I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in awe of you be still?
Charlie and Stephanie would like to invite you to the reception, which is just across the hallway in the fellowship hall. God bless you for being here today. You're dismissed.
Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. Yeah, I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or in all of you be still? Will I stand in your presence, or to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only imagine. imagine when all I would do is forever, forever worship you. I can only imagine.